Coming soon to a blog near you, audio post number 5. Hey everyone, this is Dan, the blind food critic from blindtastetest.net. How's everyone doing this evening? This is another one of my audio posts. I really want to get back to the review soon, and I'll talk to you a little later on about that. First, I wanted to thank Ashton Warren. She is the pastry chef at a restaurant called Mark Forgione in Tribeca, here in New York City. I met her at an event last weekend, and she told me that she makes the best chocolate cake in New York City. So last night I wanted to take her up on the offer, so I went to her restaurant, and she was very kind. She came out to the front with a piece of chocolate cake for me to take home. And yes, I must report back to you, it is excellent indeed. It's very, very good. So if you're ever in Tribeca, go try her out. Try her chocolate cake at Mark Forgione. Before that, I went to a restaurant called Flor de Sol. It's a Spanish restaurant, and I went there with a good friend of mine. And we had a feast of tapas, the Spanish appetizers. For example, we had the tortilla española, which is an omelet with potatoes and onions. It's very tasty. Along with that, we had mushrooms stuffed with crab meat, clams baked and stuffed with ham and bacon, mussels in a wine sauce, and shrimp and garlic. And I'm working on a full review for that for you, but just know everything was really good. It was an excellent night. What else? I wanted to tell you that today I bought a Braille Monopoly set. This is not food-related news, just, you know, a random note. I love Monopoly. I played it a lot when I was a kid. And I was just looking today because a friend of mine was saying, hey, we should play Monopoly. And I looked for it in my closet, and all I can see is the board. I can't find any pieces or properties or dice. So I ordered a new copy of Monopoly. The whole board is in Braille. All the cards are Braille. And I just want to thank, there are a few different companies who make it, Maxi Aids and Magnifying Aids, but I just want to thank the world for making things that are so accessible for me and that I can play so that I can spend time with my sighted friends. Finally, I want to let you know that I'm working on several different reviews at the same time. I love multitasking, whether it's for work or for pleasure. When I'm at home, I have about 5 or 10 different screens open on the computer. And when I'm working, I do the same thing. So I have a review of Lydia, which is a great sort of fancy Italian restaurant here in the city. I have a review of 2 places on the Upper West Side, Kumo Sushi and Grom, which is an ice cream / gelato spot. I have the previously mentioned Flor de Sol review. When I go to Mark Forgione for an entire meal, I want to have a review about that. And finally, I'm doing something which is going to be extremely controversial, which I just love. I love to start controversy if I can, as long as it's healthy. I'm going to make a list of the best Italian restaurants in the city, because as a blind food critic, people keep coming up to me saying, Dan, what's the best Italian restaurant? And I'm coming to really just hate too strong of a word, but the question really frustrates me because there's no one single answer. But what I've come to realize is that I enjoy going to different restaurants for different reasons. So maybe there's one Italian restaurant I go to because they have a great sauce. One restaurant is great for budgeting and for value. And if I want a really fancy dinner, there's another place I go to. So I'm creating a list of, I'd say, 15 to 20 just really excellent restaurants here in the city. So thank you for your time once again. I am not doing so many more audio posts. I'd like to get back to the reviews. Once again, you know how to get in contact with me, blindfoodcritic@gmail.com, twitter.com/blindblog. Leave a comment here. And I hope to see you again soon. So thank you all very much. Have a good night. Thanks.